The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Kisiso. In the middle of the parsha, we have where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Moshe Rabbeinu the tablets at the end of the 40 days, which Moshe went up there to Har Sinai to be Mekabel, to receive the Luchos HaRishonim, the first tablets. And then Moshe is ready to come down. So it states, right at Sheni, in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yudches, Vayitein el Moshe kechaleisai ledaber itoi bahar Sinai shnei luchais ha'edus. And he gave to Moshe, as he finished speaking with him on Har Sinai, the two tablets of the testimony, luchais even ksuvim be'etz belekim, tablets of stone, which were written by the finger of Hashem. There's two ayaris, two observations we will make on this posuk. One is, it states Vayitein al Moshe kechaleisai, he gave to Moshe as he finished. Chaleisai should be written with a vav, and it's written without a vav. Secondly, it states ledaber itay bahar Sinai, as he spoke with him. Itai means imai, with him. It should say a love to him. When Hashem spoke, he didn't speak with Moshe, together with Moshe. He spoke to Moshe. These two observations the Chazal make. And Rashi brings them. So on the first one, Rashi tells us, Kechaleisai, Kalose Ksiv. It's written without a vav, Chosar, which spells the word Kalo. Is Kalo. Shenimsra Etere Bematona Kekale Lechosun. Torah was given to Moshe like a Kala is given to a Chosun. Shelehoye Yochel Lilmeid Kula Bizman Mod Kizeh. Medrash brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe the Torah, and Moshe said, how is it possible to learn the entire Torah in 40 days? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will give it to you. So he gave to Moshe the Torah as a gift. Just like a kala is given as a gift to the chosen. The chosen doesn't have to bring the kala into the world, doesn't have to bring up the kala. From the time she's an infant, she's matured, she's full grown, and then she's given over to the chosen. So was it with Torah. The Medrash brings, it's a Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, Perek Vav Ezayin, but it's also a Medrash Rabbah here on this parsha, right on this posuk. Pasha Mem Aleph Os Beis. The Midrash says, Rabbi Yenison Omer, Yenison says, Gimel Dvorim Nitnu Matono. There are three things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the world as a gift. Hakshomim, the rain, Hamaoris, the lights, that's the celestial beings, Bahatorah, and the Torah. Kshomim Minayin, how do we know the rains, as it states, in Bechukaisai V'nosati Gishmeichem V'itom, I will give you rains in the proper time. So it uses the word venosati, Nosati, Nosan is a giving, a matona. That's where the word matona comes from. Ma'ores minayim. How do we know the lights? Shenemar v'yitein eisom elekim b'riki ha'shomoyim. In Bereishis, at the beginning of the creation of the world, it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the ma'eris, the lights. And then it states in Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'yitein eisom Hashem b'riki ha'shomoyim lo'hoyer al ha'oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the lights and he gave them into the heavens to give light to the earth. So there we use also the description of giving. It was a matona. And then Torah, as it states here, by Yitain al Moshe, it was given to Moshe kechaloise, like a kala, a gift. Reb Zari b'shem Reb Shimon af Shalom. Reb Zari adds even Shalom shenemar, as it states in Bukhu Kaisai, v'nosati Shalom ba'oretz. I will give Shalom to the earth. This means a matona, a gift. Actually, the Medrash in Bereishis brings the first three, and then others come to add more until they altogether make a total of nine. But the first three are the ones that I said, and then here it adds Shalom. What does this mean? So the Maral explains in the Sefer Tferes Yisrael, Perek Nun, something which comes from the person, you don't have to give him. Something which the person makes, you don't have to give him. Something that comes from beyond the person, that has to be given to him by someone else. And these three gifts which are mentioned here, the rains and the ma'oris, the lights, and the Torah, this is all from beyond the person. First we'll start with Torah. Torah comes from the Olam Elyon Lagamri. It's totally beyond the person. It comes from the highest worlds. And therefore, the only way we can get it is if someone gives it to us. Therefore it states, Vayitein al Moshe kechaleisai. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him, and he gave it to him like a kala to a chosen. The Ma'oris, the lights, that doesn't come from, they do not come from the highest worlds, but they come from what is known as the Olam Emtzoi. There are three worlds. There's the Olam HaTachton, the lower world, which is what we live in, the Olam Emtzoi, the middle worlds. The Olam Emtzoi, the middle worlds, those are the worlds of which the celestial beings are found in. And then there's the Olam HaElyon. The Olam HaElyon is our worlds which are beyond us. That's the highest world. So Torah comes from the Olam HaElyon. But the Olam HaMtzoi, the celestial beings, that's not the highest world, but that's not our world. It's also beyond us. And therefore, they have to be given. We can't make it. Doesn't come from us. Doesn't come from the Olam HaTachton. Those two worlds, in particular the Olam HaElyon, you do not find any shinui, any change in them, and any hefsid, any loss whatsoever. This is why Torah that comes from that world is always the same. The Torah is already many thousands of years since it was given, but nothing has changed in it. And it lasts forever. It'll never deteriorate, never wear out. Not like things in this world that are constantly under change and constantly deteriorate, constantly decay and so forth. To a degree, this is also true to a degree in the Olam HaMtzoi, in the middle world. In the middle world, we also do not find deterioration and loss. The sun, scientists try to measure. Sometimes they come to a conclusion that the sun is wearing out. But then other times they come, there's enough energy in the sun to last who knows how long. And the same thing with all of the celestial beings. We might find, possibly there might be a degree. This I don't know. but also there's no change. It works perfect, in perfect order, exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, and it continues that way. Because that's not the change, hefsit, and shinui, and decay or deterioration, that's only in the Olam HaTachtein, basically, in the lower world that we live in. Then there's Kshomim, the rains. Now the rains are from this world. But nevertheless, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil. In the Maase Bereishis, in the creation, it states he was Mavdil Bein HaMayim HaTachtainim U'Mayim Elyonim. He made a division between the lower worlds and the upper worlds. And between the lower rains and the upper rains, the lower waters and the upper waters. So even though the rains are from this world, they're still beyond us. So that also has to be given to us. Therefore it states, V'nosati gishmeichem bi'itom, I will give to you your proper rain in the proper order. Actually, the man, if he brings Torah into this world, which Klal Yisrael did, and Torah is present in this world, then he's Mechaber and Mitzaref, all of the Eilomas. He can unite all of the worlds together. This is the greatness of man. Because he was made from the earth of this world, and he was also given the spirit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is from the upper worlds. Now, if we go a step further, that Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's given to us. This means that when we learn Torah, we're not learning something that is ours, but we're taking it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it is beyond us. And this is what the Posuk in Mishle means. In Mishle Beis, Posuk Vov, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon said, Ki Hashem Yitein Chochma Mipiv Das Uspuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you wisdom from his mouth, Da'as Usvuna. From his mouth he will give Da'as and Bina. There are three levels to the wisdom of the world and of the Torah. Chochma, Bina, V'Das. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you. And from his mouth he will give Da'as Usvuna. Excuse me, maybe just put this off for a minute. So this is what is said, Ki Hashem Yitein Chochma, Mipiv Das Usvuna. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give wisdom from his mouth, Das Usvuna. When one sits and learns Torah, so then it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not coming from he himself. And therefore, therefore he has to have a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will teach him his Torah. Even though the Torah is given to him, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give it to him, then he won't get the Torah. But from the other aspect, the person has to labor in it. He has to work in it. That was the condition the Torah was given to. In, for example, it states in Bechukaisai Teilechu that if you will walk in my statutes, so the sages say, what does it mean if you will walk in my statutes? You amelim b'Torah. If you will labor in the Torah. Or as it states, that he will labor in his Torah day and night. He will speak in his Torah day and night. So from one aspect, we will only get Torah if we labor in it with a continuity and with a consistency. But that itself is not sufficient. We have to be mispalel, we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He will give us the Torah. Because no matter how much we will labor in it, if He will not give it to us, we will not have it, because it's totally beyond us. On the other hand, He will not give it to us unless we labor in it. So we need both. Ki Hashem yitein chokhma mipiv das uspuna. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who gives the Torah to the people. Now, this is why the Torah is so difficult to attain, because it's coming from the highest possible place. And even by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was only successful in it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him, kekala, you say, like a kala to a chosan. In Tehillim it states that ki beseiras Hashem heftsoi ubeseirosa yege yomam v'laylo. This is at the beginning of Tehillim. That if his desire is in Torah's Hashem and he will labor and meditate in his Torah day and night. Now in the beginning it states Torah Hashem, it's the Torah of Hashem. Afterwards it states Ubeseirosai in his own Torah. So the Chazal say that in the beginning it's Torah Hashem. But once you labor in it day and night, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. And once He gives it to you, then it's your Torah. That's why the Gemara says that a melech, a king, is not allowed to waive his honor. Melech shemochel al kfeidei, ein kfeidei mochel. A king cannot waive his honor because this honor is not his. It was given to him. It was given to him by others. It's not his honor. He was made the king. On the other hand, it states Talmud Chochem shemochel al kfeidei. So Kveide Mochel, a Talmud Chochem can waive his honor, because that's his. Because why is he deserving of honor? Because of his Torah. It's Torah delay, it's his own Torah, and therefore he can waive it. But at the same time we find that the Chazal tell us on Torah, Kosher Liknais Kikesev Azov, V'neich Lishtabe Kiskuchis. It's as difficult to acquire as gold and silver, and it's as easy to break as glass. What does this mean? The acquisition is difficult. Just like gold and silver is not waiting in the streets for people to pick up. If you want gold and silver, you have to search for it. You have to work hard for it. Once you get it, though, you can keep it. Glass is very easy to find. It's not gold, it's not silver. But once you have it, it's easy to lose. Gold and silver is easy to is difficult to acquire, but once you acquire, you can keep it. The glass is easy to acquire, but once you have it, it's easy to lose. Neich lishtabek eskuchis. Unfortunately, by Torah, both. Kosher liknais kekesev azov. It's as difficult to acquire as silver and gold. And even after you acquire it and it becomes yours, like we said, Torah delay, ubeseirosoi, becomes yours, it's still neach lishtavik iskukis, you can lose it. Why? Because it's coming from such high places. It's so beyond the person. That's why a person always has to be very, very careful with his Torah, both to acquire and to keep it. And he constantly has to fight for it and labor. And even when he has it, he has to constantly review it over and over. Now, on this posuk that we quoted in Mishlei, Ki Hashem yitein chokhma mipiv dasu spuna. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give wisdom, and from his mouth dasu spuna. The Medrash asks a question on it, because this pasuk, there's a pause in the middle of the pasuk. It states, it doesn't say that Hashem will give wisdom and das and svuna from his mouth. It states, ki Hashem yitein chokhma, and after the chokhma is an estachta, there's a pause. And then it states, mipiv das usvuna. From his mouth he will give das usvuna. So if we read the pasuk, it means as follows. It says as follows, Hashem will give you wisdom. From his mouth he will give das usvuna. Das usvuna are higher levels of wisdom. So what does that mean? So the Medrash says as follows. Let me just find it here. Yeah. The Medrash says, Gedela ha-chochma, how great is wisdom, u-gedela mimeno ha-das v'asfuna. But the das and the tfuna is even greater. Ki Hashem yitein chochma. Those who labor in Torah and want Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give them wisdom. Aval mishu hu ehev, but those who he loves even more, mipiv das usvuna. Then he will give das and tfuna right from his own mouth. Reb Yitzchok Levi, chad minayin omer l'moshel ador dovedeime. Reb Yitzchok said, what is this similar to? Shoyle ben, a man had a son. Bo b'day b'beis ha-sefer, the son came home from school. He was hungry. Motza tamchui lifnei aviv. He saw a big plate in the on the center of the table before his father. Notel aviv chaticha achas. So his father took a piece of meat from the plate. Venosnalai and gave it to the son. Ma osi benai. What did the son do? Amalei eni mevake shel mizeshim teich picho. He says, I want the piece that you're eating. Ma osa. What did he do? Nosnalai. Since it was son, he loved his son, so he gave it to him. But lama, why? Al sheyo mechavavai, nosan le mitech piv. Because it was his beloved son, so even the piece that he himself was eating, he gave to his son. This is what it states, ki hateh Hashem yitein chokhma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give wisdom of the Torah to people, but kol mishu mechaveve yeser, but those who he loves even more, mipiv das usfuna, he will give them greater levels of learning, greater levels of understanding in the Torah. And then the other says, Moshe lemelech shoye leben, he gives the parable of a king, that a king had a son who came home, and the king was eating. And the same story. One compares it to a son to a father, and the other compares it to a son of a king, where he wanted the portion which the king was eating. And since this was his favorite son, so he gave him the portion that he was eating. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he give wisdom, but even that what he has for himself, he will give to those who he truly loves and truly labor in Torah. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said, Ki Hashem yitein chokhma mipiv das usvuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the wisdom of Torah to people, and from his mouth he will give to those special ones das usvuna. This is this is why that we have so many tefillos, and David HaMelech consistently always said, Gale nai b'seir esecho, that open my eyes in your Torah. That even though we have to labor in Torah constantly and without stop, but we are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us this Torah. And this is what it also means, Sod Hashem li re'ov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his secrets, the very secrets of the Torah, to those who are closest to him, to those who fear him. So this is in regards to the first observation that it states, Vayitain el Moshe kechalese ledaber ito, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe was learning the Torah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he couldn't learn it all. That whatever he learned, he couldn't understand it. And if he did understand it, he would forget it, the Midrash said. And he said that I'll never learn the entire Torah in 40 days and 40 nights. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will give it to you as a gift. And as a kala is given to her chosan, even though he didn't create the kala, he didn't bring up the kala, so will I give you the Torah. So this is what is meant, kekalei say, that it's chosar, that it's written without the vav, to tell us that it was given as a kala. Now we made a second observation, and that was that the pasuk states, kechalese ladabe itoy, when he finished speaking with him, ito. So we asked, what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished speaking with him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished speaking to him. A teacher doesn't speak with the student, the teacher speaks to the student. Especially a king doesn't speak with the servant, he speaks to the servant. So what does it mean that when he finished speaking with him? Rashi brings, but the Midrash goes into more elaboration on this. And the Midrash says, Osvov. Omer b'shem Melokish, mahu ledaber itay, moshe le talmid shelamdei rabbi Torah, ad shelei lomdo haya rav eimer v'hu eina acharov. Mishalom adesai, eimer lei rabbi bo v'nemru ani v'ato. He says it was like a rabbi who taught a student Torah. So first the Rebbe would say, and the student would listen, and the student would try to absorb. Once the student absorbed, then the Rebbe said, come, we will say it together. When Moshe went up to the heavens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say the Torah, and Moshe would repeat it. Once Moshe learned it, Omalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Bo v'ne'emro ani v'ato. Come, and we will say it together. Evi ledaber itoy. That's what it means. He spoke with him. Rashi says, Melamed she'emeshe shemeh b'pi ha'gvura v'chezim v'sheini nesaloch ha'shneem yachad. Moshe learned the Torah, and then together they learned Chavrusos. And the lotion of the Meforshimar, the Maral, that they would be Nesi v'Nesi in B'Torah, like two Chavelim, just like two Chavrusos are learning. And they argue in the Torah, and they debate the Torah, and they expound it. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore it says, Kechalese ledaber ito, when he finished speaking with him, Eilom leinamar. Doesn't say when he finished speaking to him, but it says when he finished speaking with him. Now, the Maral in the Gorai comments as follows. He says, this is not the derech of a melech bos of Adam. A king has decrees. The Torah are mitzvahs Hashem. They're decrees, exodus. 613 decrees. A king has decrees. He gives it to his eved to fulfill. All right, he has to make sure that the eved understands it. But finished. He has to understand it enough to fulfill it. You're not going to sit down and learn chavrusas with her. Learn it together and debate it and discuss it. She says the answer is as follows. By the decrees of a king, the emphasis is that they should be fulfilled by the servant. They should be fulfilled by the people. That's what the king is interested in. He makes decrees for you to fulfill. You understand it or you don't understand it. The king says, that's not my concern. That's not my concern, that's not my asik. You do the decrees. So the main thing is that the servants and the people should fulfill the decrees. Torah is not that way. For two reasons. First of all, when a king makes his decrees, these are things that he has thought up in his own mind. They're not kabuim, they're not permanent. They're not necessarily the ultimate of the truth. They're not necessarily the ultimate of mishpat and yesha, which is just and which is proper and which is right. These are the decrees that he wants to make up at this time. And the purpose is he wants the people to fulfill them. Okay. But the Torah, HaKdosha, the Torah is the Seichel HaElyon. This is the wisdom, the intelligence, the Pnimi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And this is the ultimate in wisdom. It's the ultimate in emes and truth. It's the ultimate in the secrets of all of the worlds. And it's not something which is temporary, like we said. It lasts forever without any change and without any decay. And it's mukhrach. It has to be part of the universe. Haleidvorai ke'esh nu'um Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that my words are a fire. So it's a living fire. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give to Yisrael, wanted to give to the world. He wanted to give to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to know what it is and to come to the level of the Torah. So this would only be possible if it would be taught to Moshe Rabbeinu and if it would be understood by him. The decrees of a king, boss of a dom, of flesh and blood, these are things which the world does not need. The world can do without it. And maybe if the world does need it, it needs it at that point, at that time and that place. So the emphasis is that it should be fulfilled. So the king gives it out, publicizes it, and it should be fulfilled. But this has to do with the very essence of the universe, with the very essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what he wanted to give to Moshe and to give to Klal Yisrael. And he wanted Moshe and Klal Yisrael to come up to its level. HaLeidvorai ke'esh nu'um Hashem. Every word of mine is a fire. So what would be if he would give it over to Moshe Rabbeinu and he wouldn't understand it, he wouldn't know what it is? And he would tell him, just go do it. Therefore it states, like Rashi says, Melamed sheyemeshi shomea mipi agvura, Moshe would listen to it, say it over, and then chozrin v'sheinin es ha'alocha shneim yachad, and both he and Hashem would go over it together, like two chaverim. And therefore it says, kechalese ledaber, not a love, but ito. When he finished speaking, not to him, but with him. This is how he taught the Torah. And then we go one step further, the Maral goes. Not only that, but the Torah is the hashlama. It is the perfection of the world, and it is the bond between the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Chibur. This is what bonds the world to Hashem. And this is what bonds Yisrael to Hashem. So therefore, they both have to be involved in the Torah. And they both have to understand the Torah. They both have to learn the Torah. It's not only by the recipient. There has to be a giver and a recipient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give the Torah, and Klal Yisrael has to hear and learn the Torah, and together they come to, they're bonded together. So Ito, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he kechalese ledaber Ito, when he finished speaking together with him. Therefore it states that Moshe would listen to the halacha, he would say it over, and then Chazrin Vishonin Shnehem Yachad, they both would learn Torah together. And this became the Hashlomo, this became the bond of perfection which bonded the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we learn from all of this? We learn two things. We learn firstly, Magodl Venora, how great it is when a person sits down to learn, if he's learning Torah properly. If he's learning Torah properly and he's Mavakish Teres Emes, not only does it have to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said in the first point, Ki Hashem Yitein Chochma, Da Mipiv Dasu Svuna, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it to you? But actually, not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching it to you, but he's learning it together with you. Because when a person learns Torah, it's actually, if he's learning properly, it was like Torah that was Nitin Misinai, the Chazal tells us. So not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching you the Torah, but Yachad, you're learning together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. You see what the great level of learning Torah is. And of an understanding Torah. The second thing we learn from here, that to learn Torah and not understand it, no, that's not Torah. It has to be Lilmoid Lohovin. Because otherwise, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do that for? Let him just give it to Moshe, put it into his head, and what did it have to be? Chayzvin v'sheinin yachad, and then they sit down together and they thresh it out. It's not what's not so important. Moshe should understand it. The main thing is he's got it in his head. Now, Torah is not a superficial exercise. Torah, one has to constantly labor to understand it to the maximum ability of his level. That doesn't mean that he's got to learn one piece of Gemara and then stay on that piece of Gemara the rest of his life. That's not learning Torah. You have to learn entire Torah as much as possible, but to the maximum ability of the person's level. You teach a child a posuk, so you tell him the posuk in accordance to his understanding. Then he learns more psukim and more psukim. As he's learning more and more, his understand, and as he gets older, his understanding becomes more. And then he goes on to Mishnah, and then he goes on to Gemara. But it has to be lilmaid lohovin, to study in order to understand. This is the second nekuda that we learn from here. Now, this is what is brought in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, where the Chazal tell us this explicitly. Again in the Parshas Mishpatim, and Rashi brings it. It's a Mechilta. Rashi brings it. It states as follows. Ve'ele Amishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. And these are the laws and the judgments. What does it mean, Asher Tosim Lifnehem, which you shall place before them? Now that's not a good expression. What does it mean, you shall place the judgments before them? Nobody's placing anything before anyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe that these are the judgments which you must teach the people. So it should say, like in the rest of the Torah, Eila Mishpotim Asher Tedaber Alehem. These are the judgments that you shall say to them. You shall tell them. What does it mean? Asher Tosim, you shall place Lifneihem, in front of them. How do you place judgments in front of people? How do you place the laws in front of people? So Rashi brings the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, what do you place in front of people? Tosim, Lifneihem. That's a table. You place a table, you set a table in front of people. If you want to serve someone something, so you bring a tray, a table, which is all set. But what's that have to do here? So the Mechilta says, which Rashi brings, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, he warned Moshe, Leitala aldaita chaleim ha-reshna lehem ha-perek v'aloha beizu gimel pomim ad shtei sura v'stura b'pi hem kimishnosai v'ini matriya chatzmi la'avinam taime ha-dova peirushai. He told Moshe, now you go down and you teach the people the Torah, but don't think that I want you to teach them Torah to say it over to them one time, two times, three times, until it's in the head, until it's memory, they can say it over by heart. And you won't go to all of the enormous trouble of explaining to them each halacha. See? We'll give them the laws, let them memorize the laws, I'll say it over with them until they have it by heart. But to go teach them Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, Baba Basra, Sanhedrin. Nah, that's too big of a job. Explain them the depth and the emek and the complex issues of every law. No. Taimei Hadover Upei Rushai. Lakach Ne'amar. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, not Eilu HaMishpotim Asher Tedaber Alehem. These are not the judgments that you'll say over to them. Asher tosim lifnehem kishulchan ha'oruch umuchan lecho lifnei ha'odom. You shall place it before them like a set table. Everything in its proper place. Everything in its proper category. Every klal, every prat, and they will see it in front of them and you will teach it to them. In other words, he commanded Moshe to teach the people Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah, Taimim HaDvorim UPeirushai, the understanding of the entire Torah. The Mechilta brings on this, brings the Posuk Be'atah Ato Horei Soladas. You were shown to know. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe and to the people, they were shown to know. Ato Horei Soladas. So the Maral in his Gurayi there in Mishpotim, he says, what does it mean? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Moshe, it was like vision. Atoha Reisolodas. You were shown. You were shown the Torah. The highest level of understanding a person can come to is through vision. Like we say, Libi Ro Harbe Chochma. My heart has seen great wisdom. Gemara says, Ein Adem Shmiel Riyah. You cannot compare hearing to seeing. Someone tells you something, or you actually see it. This is the highest level. Or it says, Leiteshmig de la Miria. You can't have, if you hear something, if it's true, but it cannot be compared to if you see something. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Moshe, he wanted where they actually will see the Torah. That's how well they will know the Torah. There's a pasuk that states, Omlati lechochma achesiat. You must say to wisdom that you are my sister. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? You must be able to say to the Torah that I know you as well as I know the halacha of a sister. Just like a person knows that he's not allowed to marry a sister, that's how I know the entire Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to know the Torah, Atoharei Ladas, as you see the Torah. Now, when a table is put in front of a person, he sees exactly what's there. He knows because he sees. That's Eile HaMishpotim, Asher Tosim Lifneihem. These are the laws. It doesn't say Asher Tedaber Aleihem, that you shall speak to them, that you shall tell them. Das, the pasuk is used, Atoho Reisolo Das, you were shown to know. The word Das is the highest level of wisdom. Here in the Parsha, by Bezalel, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Bezalel. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor, Eikarosi V'Shem Bezalel Ben Uri Ben Chulamati Yuda. I have singled out, I have called him by his name, Bezalel Ben Uri Ben Chur, from Yehuda, because he will be in charge of building of the Mishkan. Va'amale Aisai Ruach Elakim, I will fill him with the Spirit of Hashem, B'chochma U'bisfuna U'vedas. So these are the three levels of wisdom. So Rashi says, Chochma Mashorim Shomea Devorim Ma'acherim V'lomad. When a person hears something and he takes it in for himself, that's wisdom. In other words, we could say perhaps that's information. When you're informed, when you get some good information, that's wisdom. Svuna Mevin Dover Milibai Mitek Devorim Shalomad. That's where you take in this information and you analyze it. You analyze it, mevin dover mitech dover. You analyze it and you expound it. What is das? Now Rashi says, and das, Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means the Spirit of Hashem. Now here we're talking about das in Torah. Now why? Because when you hear information, the information of Torah, and you take it in, that's a bond to Torah. When you can break it apart and analyze it and organize it and expound it, that's another step into the Torah. You're closer to Torah. That's Bina, Mevin Dover Mitech Dover. Das is when it becomes part of you. It becomes assimilated in you. It becomes your second nature. Like the Gemara says that Emar Lechochma Achesi At, that just like you know the halacha that one is not allowed to marry a sister, now that's becomes part of you, so does the Torah become part of you. If you and the Torah become one, then you come to what Rashi calls Ruach HaKodesh. See? Then you have Ruach HaKodesh. Because what is Ruach HaKodesh? See? Ruach HaKodesh is the spirit which HaKodesh Baruch Hu emanates to a person. And if he, Torah and him are one, and the Torah to HaKodesh Baruch Hu is one, so then he comes to Ruach HaKodesh. So here it says, V'atohoreis olodas, I showed you the Torah and you came to the Das, to that level. So what do we learn from there now? So from there we learn Ladaber Ito, that when one sits and learns, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the Torah, but he sits and expounds the Torah with him, learns the Torah together with him. And this is the bond between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has to understand the Torah to the best of his ability and keep growing in the Torah, because it's every word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fire that he wants to give to Klal Yisrael. Now we'll go to one more point. From here we learned so far that when you teach Torah to someone, it has to be in a way that it's understandable and there's clarity. L'shem mehan, to those who hear it. And it becomes a light to them and not darkness. David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, Posuk Kuf Hei, he said, Ner l'ragli dvorecho v'or l'nesivosi. Your words are like a light, like a candle to my feet, to my walking, and an or, a great light to my path. This means Torah leads, lights up the way for a person. If one teaches Torah and light doesn't come from it, clarity doesn't come from it, to the contrary, confusion comes from it, then that's what our Chazal say, Uksil b'cheshech yelech, holech. Uksil b'cheshech holech, that the fool walks in darkness. So this we know from all of this. That's why a person must be very careful. Torah must bring him clarity. Torah must bring him light. Torah must give him the way to walk. If he's learning Torah and he doesn't get this from Torah, but to the contrary, he gets confusion and darkness, then there's a problem. There's a problem somewhere. There's a problem in how he's learning, or who's teaching him, or what sforim he's using, or maybe he's learning things beyond him. You see, that's why one should never learn things above one's level, because he's not going to get light from there. He's going to get darkness from there, confusion. He has to wait till he grows into that level. Okay, so this is what we've learned till now. But let me ask you another question. When you teach Torah, and we said it has to be with this clarity, is there a purpose that it should be enjoyable? This Torah is supposed to be enjoyable. It's supposed to be clear. It's supposed to be understandable. It's supposed to be informative. It's supposed to be a light. But should it also be pleasant and enjoyable, or not necessary? Or maybe this is good, maybe it's a heder mitzvah, but not so important. It's a medrash here. Medrash Rabbah here, Osvov. Medrash says as follows. Omer Reb Shimon Lakish, Kol mi shehu meitzei divrei Torah, whoever expounds divrei Torah, gives a shiur to someone, ve'einon arevin al shemehen, and his shiur is not pleasant to the listeners, kikala, like a kala, shehi areva lebalo, like a kala that is so pleasant to her husband, ne'ach lei shalei amron, it would have been better that he did not say the shiur. Lama, how do we know this? Why and why? Shebishah shenosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah l'Yisrael, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Israel, ha'yisach haviva aleihem kekala, it was as endearing to them, as pleasant to them, as a kala is to her new husband. She haviva al ben zuga. How do we know this? How do we know it was so pleasant to Klal Yisrael? As it states, Vayitain el Meshe kekalosoi, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe, it was like a color to him. Now what is this Medrash saying? Starts out by saying that when you give a shiur, it has to be areva, it has to be as pleasant to the lishamehan, to the listeners, like a color. Why? Because when Torah was given to Israel, it was chaviva alehan ke color. It was as dear to them as a color. Why? Because it states when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Moshe, ke kalo say, it was like a color. Now what does it mean? It means as follows. And then it says, if it's not areva, it doesn't mean that instead of getting 100% for the shiur, you only get 90% for the shiur. It says, yose tov shele amran, it would have been better you wouldn't have said the shiur at all. We see it's ma'akev. It's le'ikuva. That if you don't say a shiur that's areva al shemehem, don't say it. Now what does this all mean? What if Shimon Lokish is saying, Torah, in the Chazal say this, when one learns Torah, it has to be kinesinosan b'sinai. It has to have in it the elements of Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai, which at that time was given to Kol Yisrael, because all of Israel was at the Har Sinai. The Torah refers many times kinesinosan. If one learns Torah and it does not have in it the elements of the Torah that was given at Sinai, it's not Teres Moshe, it's not Teres Sinai. There's a Gemara in Brachas that says, when one is listening to a shiur, how should he sit? It says he has to be yeshev be'ema ubereses ubepachad ubeyira. When one listens to a shiur by his Rebbe, he has to sit with a fear, with a trembling, with a yirin and a pachad. It uses four levels of enormous fear and respect. This is why. Because that's how we were makabel Torah. That was Torah kemisinosan. That's how Torah was given Mishinai. If you look through the parsha of Matan Torah, the people were terrified. They saw the skies open up. They saw the fire. They saw the thunder. They saw the lightning. They heard the shofar. They told Moshe, you speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to be consumed in all of this. And they would, it says, they stood there, bereses ube'emo ube'yire ube'pachad. And it says, that's how one has to sit and listen to a shiur. Why? What for? Because if he doesn't, then that's not Torah Mishinai. The Torah that he is learning, that he is listening to, has to have the elements in it that the Torah had when it was given Mishinai. And Chas V'Sholom, it shouldn't be Torah Mishinai. Unfortunately, we find too much of that today. Many, many years ago, well, this goes back, it was in the 60s. I was at a banquet, and the later of Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrei Nevracha, said a few words. So at that time, you started to see the proliferation of Torah in America. So he says, Baruch Hashem, he says, we've seen Torah grow all over. He says, Yeshiva Ktanis, Yeshiva Gdelis, and so forth. But then he says, but, he says, Ich weiß nicht, I don't know if all of it is Torah's emes, Torah's meisha. See, he said with a sigh, I don't know if it's all Torah's meisha, Torah's emes. We're not interested in this Torah. We're interested in Torah kinesinoson, like it was given to Moshe, like it was given to Klal Yisrael. So here Reish Lakish is saying the same thing. Even though a person has to sit with Amon, Bira, Reses, Upachat, but he has to have a good time too. How do we know? Because look at Moshe.
Moshe actually avoyim yem lo achal avoyim yem alayla lo shosa. For 40 days he didn't eat and he didn't drink. He was there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was with Pachad and Yira and Ema. But still it states that the Torah was given to him like a kalo lechosen shalom. That means how is a kala to a chosen? What can be a greater moment of joy? Shlomo HaMelech writes, Yom Chasunosi, Yom Simchas Libi, the day of the rejoicing of my heart. And actually he writes that on Matan Torah, which was also a Yom Chasunosi, Yom Simchas Libi. This was the rejoicing of the heart of Klal Yisrael. So even though Moshe was there with Ema B'Yir V'Pachad V'Reses, but he was having the most enjoyable time of his life from the Torah that was given to him, was Choviv Al Bailo. So therefore Reish Lakish says, how do we know that when someone teaches Torah and it's not Areva Al Shomehan and it's not enjoyable and pleasant to the people who are listening to it, it's Yoseh Tov Shalei Omron, it would have been better that he wouldn't say the Shir, because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Moshe, and this is how Moshe has to give Torah to Israel, and Israel has to give Torah to the other daughters, to the other generations. This is what Omer Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Kol Mishu Meitzei Divrei Torah, whoever gives over the Divrei Torah, Ve'enon Arevin Al Shomehen Kekalo, Shehi Areva Lebalo. Nothing. He doesn't only say it's not pleasant to those who hear it. It's not as pleasant to those who hear it as a Kalo, who is so pleasant to her new husband. Nayach Leishele Amron. It would have been better he wouldn't have said the Shiur. So this is not only a Hidah Mitzvah. This is Likuba. Someone who says over Torah and people do not have simcha from it, it would have been better he wouldn't have said it. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. Lama, why? Shebishah shenosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu teirah l'Yisrael, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Israel, this is how it was. Ha'isachaviva aleim kekalo. It was as dear to them as giving a kala to them. She chaviva al ben zuga, just like a kala, so dear to her husband. I mean, and how do we know this? Because it states, Vayitein el Moshe kechaleisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Torah like a kala. So since this was the way Torah was given to Moshe, and to Moshe had to give it to Israel this way, we also must give it over to this way. So this is something to keep in mind, that firstly, when one learns Torah, he has to know that it's a matona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Hashem yitein chochma, das, mipiv das usvuna. And secondly, he has to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gives it to him, but he learns it together with him. This is what he did with Moshe. And the giving of the Torah, the learning of Torah has to be like the giving of the Torah. And then it has to be to bring light, with a clarity. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, just like I'm giving to you, Moshe. I'm teaching you every part of the Torah. When you give it to Klal Yisrael, just don't give it to them. Eile ve'eile mishpatim asher tosim lifnan asher tedaber aleihem asher tosim lifneihem. You have to set it and put it in front of them so they can see everything. They can see it with their eyes. That's how one must learn Torah. And one must teach Torah. That or will come from it, not cheshech. Say light, not darkness. And then a joy and sweetness has to come from the Torah. Because even though The person has to sit at a shir with a name on a pachat. But still, it has to be with a joy and a sweetness. Because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe. Kekalo, like was choviva, oleho, like a kalo. And whoever gives over Torah to a Talmud, and without the joy and the sweetness, it would have been better had he not given it over. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. So, from this pasuk we learn some very great principles when it comes to the learning of Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.